As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
The U.S. beat Iran 1-0 to advance to the next round of the World Cup. Yes! USA! I just hope this doesn't ruin our incredible friendship with Iran. Yep, we're on to the next round. Americans haven't been this fired up about soccer since we remembered it existed last week.
That's true for a lot of people.
That's a pretty good joke right there. Do you still have handy the stuff Tim Sandifer was saying about the World Cup in Iran?
I do.
I thought that was incredibly powerful.
You want
and
that
then we'll
now?
Move on to other fair. Yeah, I thought it's the quote of the day.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the idea of whether or not these international sporting events are a good idea to give a platform for these rogue countries, Iran being the world's leading exporter of terrorism and enemy of the United States for 40 years. Tim Sandifer tweeting out, "It's disgraceful that we allow our team to even enter the field with the victims of these totalitarian slave drivers for the sole purpose of helping the Ayatollahs pretend their state is something other than a mass of primitive brutes. In this corner, the United States of America. In that corner, the censored conscripts of a nuclear-armed, woman-beating medieval terrorist psychopath."
Wow.
Why does the world act like, yeah, you're a regular country and you're participating in a sporting event which is completely civilized, when they're not at all?
Well, we talked about this last hour. The establishing and enforcing the standards for which country gets in, which doesn't, would be damn near impossible.
Yes, it would.
So, anyway.
Whatever standards you had, though, China would fail to meet them.
Well, yeah, and they're involved in virtually every single international competition.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't know if they can play soccer for S.
What?
I mean,
China can't play soccer for S.
That's what I'm saying.
The Joe Getty quote of the day.
Yeah, it's less eloquent than Tim, but I think you got my meaning. They didn't even make the tournament, did they, the Dirty Commies?
I don't know.
Well, and of course their athletes are the conscripts. Tim has railed about this during the Olympics. China goes into people's homes, subjects the toddlers, little kids, to various tests for strength and coordination, flexibility, whatever. And if those kids score high, they whisk them away from the parents and send them to camps for gymnasts or athletes of various sorts to bring glory to the Communist Party.
Yeah, how you suppose they treat people whose bodies they wear out and who get injured and that sort of stuff? You can just be out of luck.
Right, yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving along, I mentioned this last hour, here tells. The city of San Francisco, we mentioned this when it was announced that the program would begin, have started a guaranteed minimum income program, but just for transgender people. The reasoning being, well, transgender folks have a particularly difficult time in life, so we're just going to give these people $1,200 a month of taxpayer money because they're transgender, which is something. And people people in San Francisco wonder, why do people look at San Franciscans like we're crazy? Well, because you're crazy is most of it. But I'm looking at the program application sent along by alert listener Tom. And they make it clear if enrolled, the city and county of San Francisco will provide $1,200 per month to those who maintain eligibility for the program for 18 months. Eligibility is determined based on multiple factors, including city of residence, income, priority population, and availability of funds. You may use the funds to pay for anything. The only additional requirement to stay enrolled is the completion of a survey every 3 months. So here's your application form. And it's, you know, the usual, we need a copy of your ID. Wait a minute. You do? Why? But not to vote? Okay, moving along. Name, date of birth, phone number, what's your preferred method of communication? What's your income? Gross income per month, number of people in the household. Check all income sources that apply, you know, from welfare to paychecks and the rest of it. Don't worry, I'm getting to the interesting part. Then at least a half a dozen different California welfare programs, then more federal welfare programs include proof of income, proof of residence, where do you live? Here we go. What's your trans status? Check all that apply. Transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, intersex, or none of the above.
I'm not sure I know what all those mean.
Oh, we're just getting started. Pronouns. Check all that apply. She, her, hers. He, him, his. They, them, theirs. It, its, its. If you call somebody an it, you'll probably get the woke police will run you out of your gig, out of your job. They'll try to ruin your life.
Surely there's nobody.
You're denying their humanity.
Surely there's nobody going with the pronoun it, are they?
Well, that's like the fourth choice. And it's not alphabetical order. Co-co-cause, z-zim-zis, z-her-hears, now with an X, z-zem-zers, I-m-irs, e-m-irs, per-per-pers, fay-fair-fairs, a-air-airs, tay-ter-ters, v-ver-viz.
Are you okay?
Should I call 911?
Exactly. Sounds like something's gone wrong.
Pry his tongue out of his mouth or put a spoon or something.
You're like Fetterman. Oh. Hello, everybody. Good night.
No pronouns, just name, declined, or not listed. You get to fill in the blank if you have some weird-ass self-made-up pronouns yourself.
So how many choices was that, actually?
All those were legit. I did not make up any of those.
I believe you. And how many choices were there? And then there was a blank for if you've invented another one.
About 15.
God dang it, that's amazing.
Gender identity. Cisgender woman. Woman. Transgender woman. Woman of trans experience.
Wow!
What? Woman with a history of gender transition. Trans feminine. Feminine of center. MTF.
Feminine
male to female.
Of center! Okay? Wow! I clearly...
Does that mean you're just a feminine dude? Go ahead and be a feminine dude!
I'm clearly so not up to speed on all these.
Let's see, where were we? MTF, male to female. Demi-girl. T-girl. Trans-girl. Sister-girl. Cisgender man. Man. Transgender man. Man of trans experience. Man with a history of gender transition. Trans-masculine. Masculine of center. FTM, female to male. Demi-boy. T-boy. Trans-guy. Brother-boy. Trans.
Wow.
Transgender. What's up, my brother boy?
Man, they have... How recently was it two choices for anything, male, female? Fairly recently. And now there are like 30 choices and a blank if you've got some other choices they haven't thought of yet.
All right. We need to make a decision right here. On-air meeting.
Okay, I'll go with centered man.
No, and that's not one of them. You made that up. You're a hater. You're transphobic. Do you want me? You just stop me if you want to comment on any of these. But I'm going to go through the entire list, okay? Because I didn't even get close. I'll start with cisgender man again. Cisgender man, transgender man of trans experience, man of constant sorrow. Slip that one in just to see if you're paying attention. Man with a history of gender transition, transmasculine, masculine of center, FTM, demi-boy, T-boy, trans guy, brother boy, trans, transgender, transsexual, non-binary, genderqueer, agender.
I have to assume that a lot of these overlap, and some of them are repeating, but they feel like, even though these two words mean the same thing, they have to...
Or like 8 or 10 of them, yeah.
If they leave it out, it's somehow hateful.
Right, and it's just a rampant case. I mean, like a medically treatable case of the narcissism of small distinctions. To shout angrily, I'm not agender, I'm xenogender, mm-hmm. for instance. Yeah. Anyway,
How dare you not have a blank to check... Whichever one of those words I'd never heard of.
Exactly. I'm not a trans guy. I'm a brother boy.
Right.
Anyway, where were we? Non-binary, genderqueer, agender, xenogender, femme with two M's and an E.
God, I would have loved to have been in on the meeting where they were coming up with this list.
Butch, boy, B-O-I, stud, aggressive, A-G.
Stud is a choice. I didn't choose that mockingly of myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I finally found my box. Yeah.
If I could always check that when I'm filling out paperwork for my driver's license or insurance.
Well, I know which box my wife would check. This one right here, stud. Yes.
Oh, man, I'm a stud. That's what I am.
My gender identity is stud.
Yes. Finally.
Finally, I'm part of the woke crowd. I found it. Where was I? Stud. Aggressive. Androgyne. Tomboy. Gender outlaw.
Tomboy is a particularly interesting one because it's been a perfectly accepted sort of usually girl. I don't know what the right terms are. Yeah, it's so easy to get tied up in knots when you're trying to talk about these things.
Yeah, just call girls, girls, and boys, boys. That'll help.
But tomboy is a term that's been around forever. And now right. it's a box to check.
Next after tomboy, again, gender outlaw, which I can only assume means you get into gunfights at the OK Corral, but you're wearing pink. Gender nonconforming, gender variant, gender fluid, gender the F word. Gender F-U-C. What? That's a gender identity?
Gender outlaw, so I'm robbing trains, but in clothing that doesn't typically match my genitalia.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Again, gender F, bi-gender, multi-gender, pan-gender, gender creative, gender expansive, third gender, neutrois, omnigender, polygender, gray gender, intergender, maverick.
What?
Novi gender, two-spirit, hijra, kathoe, mukes, kaneth/zenith.
This can't be real. This can't actually be the city of San Francisco's paperwork to apply for some sort of program.
X-gender, MTX, FTX, Bekla, Mahu, Fafafina, Waria, Paloa, Ana. These are obviously different languages. But just to give you the sheer bulk, I'll read them. Ashtime, Mashoga, Mangaiko, Chibados, Tibawina, Bixa'a, Aliha, Huahami, La Mahamama, Nadlihai, Dilba, Winkti, utterly unpronounceable, Machiembra, Kwariwarmi, Chukchi, Wanhamani, Fakalaiti, Calabai, Calabai, Bisu, Akult, Travesti, Questioning, I don't use labels, declined or not listed. And give me one more, then we got to take a break. Here's your
not
sexual orientation.
Listed, boy, you are really, really, really special.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of the narcissism small distinctions. I'm special because I identify as this, so I'm special. Here are your sexual orientations. Aromantic, asexual, BDSM kink, bisexual, demisexual, dyke, F-A-G-G-O-T. I'm not even going to say the word. This is on the official government application.
Wow.
Gay, lesbian, non-monogamous, pansexual, polyamorous, queer, same gender loving, scoliosexual, heterosexual, T4T, don't know.
Don't know. Wow, that's an option.
And then, are you Hispanic? Latinx? Wow.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I have much more to say on that, but we're out of time. But that is incredible. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Salvation Army is dedicated to meeting human needs wherever, whenever, and however they can. Every year, they show more than 25 million Americans love beyond poverty. Your donations help families in need this holiday season and all year long.
Your holiday gift to the Salvation Army supports families in your community this season and beyond. During Christmas, your generosity provides gifts to children who would otherwise go without. After the holidays, your donations give food, shelter, and utility assistance to your neighbors in need.
Show your neighbors love this season and beyond by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword Salvation Army at the prompt. You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that leaks to a donation form. As a reminder, your donations are tax deductible. The Salvation Army, love beyond Christmas. Dial #250 and say Salvation Army.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you've got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For being human, you know, and it's like, trust me, there's nobody that hates the fact that I'm human more than me.
Yeah, I know that. No, but I know that. Yeah.
You know.
Did anybody react well to Will Smith's apology tour that he started night before last to try to rehabilitate himself before this giant Apple project drops, the new movie Emancipation, which is supposed to be fantastic, but I think so many people are turned off by the very presence of Will Smith. I know I am. So they figured they had to do a PR thing, and they went first on The Daily Show, which I'm sure there was a lot of negotiation for that, to get the first exclusive interview with Will Smith, first time he's really spoken about the whole slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars thing.
Whoa, 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 what now? I've been on another planet. I understand that he just had to forgive himself for being human,
yeah.
Not beating down another man in public over nothing. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
wow, dude.
So we did a podcast this on yesterday. If you didn't hear it, it's Armstrong and Getty One More Thing. You can find it. Well, that's the best way to find it. I don't even know how you find podcasts.
Wherever you get podcasts, or go to armstrongandgetty.com, there's a link.
But we played all the clips and discussed it at length because it is an embarrassing PR effort. I have to assume he met with, you know, people who make a lot of money to try to rehabilitate images in the world of advertising, and he either didn't follow their instructions or they're overpaid because, man, his excuse. You know, the really hard part was forgiving me for being human. That was the hard part? Really? Okay, but listen to this load of crap as to what was going on there the night he slapped Chris Rock.
You just never know what somebody's going through. You know, you know, in the audience right now, you know, you're sitting next to strangers, you know, and somebody's mother died last week, you know. Somebody's child is sick, you know. Somebody just lost their job,
you know.
Somebody just found out their spouse cheated, you know. It's like there's all these things and there's strangers and you just don't know what's going on with people, you know. And I was going through something that night, you know. And not that, you know, justifies my behavior at all.
You're right. You see none of those people in the audience whose mom died or spouse cheated or kid is sick or whatever ran on stage and hit somebody.
Few of them assaulted Chris Rock. Very few of them. Show of hands. Who's assaulting Chris Rock? Well, because your kid was sick.
Armstrong and Getty, One More Thing, if you want to hear all those clips and the commentary around it, because we were flabbergasted by his really poor effort.
So weak.
He's so weak. What do we got coming up?
I don't know.
No,
totally forgotten. Oh, New York is going to remove mentally ill people from the street, whether they like it or not, whether they're a danger or not.
Is this going to become a thing all across America? A lot of people have been asking for it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Make the season even brighter with beautiful jewelry from JTV. Shop JTV.com and get $25 off your purchase of $50 or more when you use code RADIO25. You'll discover more than 40,000 jewelry designs and gifts. That's enough to keep everyone on your list sparkling all season long. Plus, new customers will receive $40 in brilliant cash to use toward their next jewelry purchase. Shop JTV.com and use code RADIO25 and fill your holiday with sparkle.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive has teamed up with KCNR and are giving you a chance to win a gift certificate for dinner for four valued at $150 at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for the Jingle Bears.
Jingle Bears, Jingle Bears, Jingle all the way.
Then call 530-605-4566 for your chance to qualify. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 23rd with Carl and Linda Bott at 8.05 a.m. during Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Hi,
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I would hope we beat Iran. We should beat Iran easily, shouldn't we? We're so much bigger. We're sports obsessed. We have more money to spend on various programs. Anyway, glad we won.
National might doesn't seem to have a lot of influence on who's got a great soccer team.
Why not? It generally does in the Olympics. The biggest countries tend to...
Well, they win the most medals, but, I mean, countries that really prize cross-country skiing have the best cross-country skiers, period.
And we don't prize soccer enough, you don't think?
Colombia, Brazil, the great powers in soccer. Why is that? Because every little kid wants to do nothing but play soccer.
Just came across this headline. One of the most common pain relief treatments for arthritis might actually be associated with faster progression of the disease. Well, that's unfortunate. We'll look at that later.
As a fellow who suffers from that affliction, I would like to hear that.
And the segment, the last segment we did with guaranteed income for trans people in San Francisco, which we went through all the various gender options. We'll talk about that again later in the show, but we got this text. If you didn't hear the segment, it won't make sense. But if you did, it will. This text. All those weird gender words are great. Anyway, as a stud, I can get free money from San Francisco. That's the only thing I took from the segment. That's a stud.
Yeah, apply, stud. Well, it's impossible to mention San Francisco without thinking of bums and junkies, who are actually all over the West Coast and many cities around America, including New York. Interesting announcement from Mayor Eric Adams, the former cop. He has directed the police and emergency medical workers to hospitalize people they deem too mentally ill to care for themselves, even if they pose no threat to others.
I feel like I see 10 of those people every day.
Yeah. Yeah, including against their will, by the way. There's so much to be said on this topic. I'm reminded of one of our favorite sayings of the last decade. If something cannot go on forever, it will end. And the bums and junkies and mentally ill people on the street, and quite a few of the mentally ill, are mentally ill because they've done so many drugs. Keep that in mind. This can't go on forever. It just, this is not tenable for society to be like this. But we'll get into some more general stuff in a minute. Bring you up to speed on what's happened in New York. They announced a major push on Tuesday to remove people with severe untreated mental illness from the city's streets and subways. He said the effort, the mayor said the effort would require involuntarily hospitalizing people who were a danger to themselves, even if they posed no risk of harm to others, arguing the city had a moral obligation to help them. The common misunderstanding persists that we cannot provide involuntary assistance unless the person is violent. Going forward, we will make every effort to assist those who are suffering from mental illness.
Say that first part again.
The common misunderstanding persists that we cannot provide involuntary assistance unless the person is violent.
Unless they're violent.
Right.
So I would love to know how they're going to assess a person once they come upon them. They get a 911 call or whatever call. Are there like five questions you ask or like three standards you meet? But I feel like whatever those standards would be, literally, if I'm bumping around downtown around here, I see a half dozen of those people every single day.
Sure. Walk through downtown Portland. The guy screaming at the fire hydrant. Do you think he, and the standard, by the way, is are they able to obtain food, shelter, and medical care for themselves.
Okay, well then, easy. I could come up. I could drive around for an hour and come up with 100 people, right where I am. I think, because there's so many people that would meet that standard. I suppose that would be up to the judgment of whoever's got a clipboard in each case?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Officials in New York said the city would roll out training immediately to police officers, EMT-type folks, and other medical personnel to ensure compassionate care. But the city's new directive on the policy acknowledges, quote, the case law does not provide extensive guidance regarding removals from mental health evaluations based on short interactions in the field. Meaning we're not quite sure how to go about this or how it's going to go.
Right, right. And I'm sure there are a lot of lawyers poring over this.
100%, yeah, you read my mind. That's more or less the next point that was made. You know, liberal groups are concerned, blah, blah, blah. There's warning that, that legal challenges could mount, blah, blah, blah.
Well, as a libertarian, you have to be concerned. At what point is the state deciding you can't take care of yourself, so we're going to put you over here where you're not allowed to leave unless we tell you to. But I mentioned the other day, coming out of a coffee shop. This is an upscale neighborhood, coming out of a coffee shop, guy laying on the sidewalk screaming, the infection's going to my brain! The infection's going to my brain! And he's just rolling around on the sidewalk, and everybody's just walking around him. I mean, there's people everywhere, but just walking around him, going on with the conversation, staring at their phone, and I thought, this is crazy. This is a crazy society that we have crafted, where we all just walk around that guy, and there's... I feel like he's a danger to me on some level, or certainly could be. He's certainly not taking care of himself. But right. We're just all so weird. I mean, so yeah. What do we all think happened to that guy the other day? Did he stop screaming that? Did he just die there? Did he start to feel better? Did he fall asleep and wake up and come out of whatever he was? I don't know. Nobody cares.
Was he just high? Yeah. Yeah, it's so difficult. And the history of mental illness and mental health care in the United States is so interesting. You know, the whole Reagan closed the mental hospitals is such a lie. Progressive America, and they thought they were doing the right thing, said you got to shut down all the state hospitals, all these big mental health, prison hospitals, and have community health care centers in every town in America, two or three in your bigger towns. Everybody's got to know where to go if they're feeling a little crazy. But the funding was never provided. Turns out it doesn't work. It was based on some misguided progressive thinking. But we never came up with a substitute for the big mental hospitals. So back to New York briefly. Let's see, the city directive states that, quote, unawareness or delusional misapprehension of surroundings or delusional misapprehension of physical condition or health could be grounds for hospitalization, like that guy you were just describing, Jack. The effort will also involve an increase in the use of Kendra's Law, which lets courts mandate outpatient treatment for those who are a danger to themselves or others. Recently expanded by state lawmakers in April in New York. Frequently, homeless people with severe mental illness are brought to hospitals only to be discharged a few days later when their conditions improve slightly.
Mayor Adams, that's the way they work, having been through this experience myself. Not myself, but with a family member.
Get ready to shake your head sadly. Maybe you want to warm up, go side to side a little bit. Here we go. Get ready. Let's see. Frequently homeless. Slight improvement. Yeah. Mayor Adams said the city would direct hospitals to keep those patients until they are stable and discharge them only when there is a workable plan in place to connect them to ongoing care. Hospitals often cite a shortage of psychiatric beds as the reason for discharging patients, but the mayor said the city would make sure there were enough beds for people who were removed from the streets. He doesn't explain how. And he noted that Governor Kathy Hochul had agreed to 50 new psychiatric beds.
50,
we're going
you say?
To find a bed for everyone, Mr. Adams said.
50, you say?
The number of homeless people with severe mental illness who do not live in shelters is at the very least in the hundreds.
Well, yeah,
we're going to make sure there's room for everybody. Here's 50 beds. There's 780 people, sir. We're making sure there are adequate beds.
And it's got to be way more than that. And I don't want to sound like I'm just trying to poo-poo every idea anybody comes up with. I think this is a step in the right direction. But as a guy who has spent... I spend time on this every day of my life for the last decade and have money to throw at it, and it's impossible.
Mental illness.
Mental illness.
Yes.
It's so how the state's going to do it with limited resources, I can't even imagine how you're going to get anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people naively believe, and I don't fault them for it. They're good people, and it's not, I'm not criticizing. But they think, oh, yeah, mental illness, you go, you say what you're doing, they have a pill for that, and you feel fine.
They diagnose you. Good luck getting a diagnosis.
Oh.
I have gotten three different diagnoses for one family member. Which one's correct? I don't know. How would I know? They're the doctors. And then, you know, you go down the chasing pills and all that. Yeah, it's not easy. So I don't know. That's where I think it gets really complicated. How long are you going to hold somebody? Who's diagnosing them? How are you? Are you sure they're right diagnosis with the right medicine? I would be really worried about a family member that got put into some sort of state mental facility and they were throwing medicine at them, thinking they're going to get better and get them out.
Well, and it's a truism of dealing with mental illness that the person takes the few really effective drugs that are out there, they feel better, and they think this drug has all sorts of side effects, and I'm perfectly fine. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of kids. You get to grown-ups who have, you know, some rights to not have to take this medicine. Yeah, then you get that problem.
Also came across a really interesting snapshot of homeless policies around the U.S. and around the world that are worth looking at. But first, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Did you know, you probably know this, crimes like burglary and package theft spike during the holidays because people want to steal your presents. I'd like to do terrible things to them. Have Santa drag them behind his sled. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
But we can't do that, and so what you have to do is protect your home, protect your family with Simply Safe Home Security, the best security system you can possibly buy, and it's 50% off right now if you use our code.
Yeah, with those HD security cameras inside and out, you'll catch the package thieves, and maybe they'll be sent off to Joe's weird North Pole gulag. Some sort of punishment.
If only.
But you can get this 24/7 professional monitoring service. It costs less than $1 a day. That's amazing. It's something you put together, install yourself in about a half an hour.
Yep, and the 24/7 professional monitoring uses proprietary technology to get you priority police response. And the 24/7 monitoring service costs under $1 a day. It's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system, for instance, and it's better. 50% off. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong today. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Just to be clear, I think this is a step in the right direction, what New York is doing. I hope it comes to towns near where I live. But once you grab somebody off the street, you've decided they're mentally ill. Where are they going? For how long? How are you going to fund it? I mean, the cost is just going to be insane. But even without getting into the cost, who's going to be decided? Some, man, there's an awful lot of people with, like, one extra year of college from you that are making these decisions. And I'm not optimistic.
Well, yeah, and I actually admire Eric Adams for trying. Gavin Newsom, who I've criticized harshly and used dismissive terms such as lunkhead many times, there's a system in California that's just taking shape for, again, people who are clearly not sane enough to take care of themselves to be taken into the care of the state, mental health programs, that sort of thing. You know, it's all in how it performs. You know, grandiloquent and poetic descriptions of what it's going to do are worthless. You've got to do it and see how it works. But at least there's a recognition that we can't keep on allowing junkie camps and again, mentally ill people to just be left to their own devices
on
the streets.
How do you keep these mental health, whatever you're going to call them, mental hospitals, how do you keep them from just being drug addict babysitting centers?
That's a good question. That's going to be another huge challenge. And if somebody's so high that they can't take care of themselves,
right,
or they get high so much they ruin their brains and they can't take care of themselves, is that a different case? Probably not. But that snapshot of homeless policies around the world, why don't we get to that after a break? We really need to bow out.
Yeah, I'd like to hear, if you've got any experience in this world, what do you think of the plan? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
Call 855-GO-CHEAP. 855-GO-CHEAP. That's 855-GO-CHEAP.
Hi, Lisa Booth here for Bishop Gold Group. Well, here we go again. Just when you think the stock market's recovering and everything's going back to normal, here comes another downturn. So what are you going to do? Put all your money in cryptocurrency? Yeah, right. The answer is, and has always been clear, it's gold. And the company that I trust is Bishop Gold Group. Bishop Gold Group can advise you on investing in gold and gold IRAs. A gold IRA has the same tax advantages of a traditional IRA while giving you protection by owning physical gold. Now is the time to act before it's too late, and you can also get up to $5,000 in free silver with a qualified purchase. So call Bishop Gold Group today and find out how owning gold can give you control of your future and provide long-lasting financial freedom. Dial now on your phone, #250, keyword Bishop Gold. That's #250, keyword Bishop Gold, or go to bishopgoldgroup.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack's Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
On Tuesday, December 6th, join cardiologist Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan for a lunch where you can learn about heart health. This event is hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a free event and your opportunity to learn more about heart disease prevention. Lunch is provided at the Shasta Regional Medical Group in the Lassen Room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, space is limited, so pre-register online right now at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Dates. There are still long waits for housing, but nationalized health care, robust welfare system, homelessness has not reached anywhere near the levels that can be found in New York or San Francisco, and the trend lines are going down, not up. It's an interesting argument saying more socialism will result in less homelessness.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, well, for right now, yeah, that may have worked really well, having such a giant social safety net, but that ain't going to work long term.
No.
You're going to get more people who decide, I'm not really going to participate in society. Somebody will take care of me.
Yeah.
And as always happens with socialism, you run out of other people's money.
Right, and more kids will grow up thinking that's a perfectly good way to live their lives, and so you'll get more demand. I will tell you this, and it's worth throwing in. One of the real causes of homelessness in the United States is that, and this was almost always progressives said those, what the monthly hotels, those indigent hotels where people would rent a room with a hot plate for a very low amount of money. They are generally grimy and grim. What's the term I'm forgetting? Residence hotels?
I don't know. Grimy and grim.
Yeah, grim and grimy are original air names. Anyway, but those were closed down. Because it was decided, no, they're too grim and too grimy. And so we can't have these residence hotels open. We got to shut them down because look at the conditions these people are living in. There we go. We've struck a blow for kindness.
Right.
But then all those people who could live very, very cheaply, granted it was a crappy accommodation, but it is what it is. Now those people had nowhere. So what's the alternative? There is no solution to all of this that is not tough to take. And going to be a little tough to watch. I mean, the current situation is tough to take and tough to watch. It's utterly unacceptable. But if you were to, for instance, erect government housing centers, they would be cleaner, much more carefully regulated residence hotels, campuses of them. They would have to be policed. People who violated the rules would have to be disciplined. Otherwise, they would degenerate into the hellholes of the public housing projects of the 60s and 70s. I grew up in Chicagoland, right outside the city. I can name them for you. These giant, charitable, war on poverty, LBJ, public housing projects. They became festering hellholes that were torn down. So what the solution is, I don't know. But again, it's not going to be sweet and nice. It's going to be tough. Compassion without order is chaos.
Did you realize that there's the people from that 70s show are going to do a show called That 90s Show? I can tell you about that coming up later.
Plus, I will explain, if you're not a soccer fan, why it's so damned exciting. That soccer game against Iran yesterday was one of the most exciting sports events I've ever witnessed. It was 1-0.
If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.